I really got to come up with some intro music to these masterclasses. I'll have a little bit of a play around and see what I can find. But regardless, g'day guys. Welcome back to another Vertical Drunkie Masterclass. You're with me, your host today, Paul Norris. I'm a clinical physiotherapist, a climbing physio, and an avid climber. And I'm also a vertical junkie. And your topic for today, what are we going over? Let's have a look here. We are going to be talking about logging, how to log sessions, what's good effective logging, why we do it. Logging is something I've struggled with a little bit over my time training. I think it's something that really needs to be looked at sustainably. Like our training protocols, like our long-term climbing, we have to find a way, a habit that is good for us and that is effective and actually translates to the goals we want. Because just logging everything in a mishmash fashion, it's not very sustainable, it's not effective. People tend to stop doing it because it takes time and it's not really providing them useful information. Whereas logging really succinctly and logging effectively to achieve goals is something that is so critical and so valuable. As a clinical physiotherapist, I love logging because when people come to me with climbing-related injuries, a lot of climbing-related injuries are from a result of a pattern of behavior over a period of time. Even though a lot of our injuries present acutely, they're usually a result of chronic poor training methods or chronic overtraining or overclimbing or volume issues in people's climbing schedules or a change in stimulus. And all those things are really hard to pick up unless someone has a little bit of a log or information about what they've been doing, how they've been going about it, what their sessions will be like through the week. It makes it really easy from a clinical perspective to pick up on those habits. And that way we can not only address the injury and the issue and restore function and get it back to sport-specific load, which is something that we're so good as clinical physios at, but we can actually look at the initial patterns of behavior that cause that in the first place, and we can educate that person to then modify those so they don't end up back in the clinic in 12 months' time. Because if we don't pick up on that behavior, or if the person themselves don't pick up on that behavior, then they're likely to go back to those poor patterns of behavior and end up with that same chronic overuse syndrome or something else. And we'll see them back in the clinic. So that's why I love logging. As a climber, logging is really, really important as well for us to pick up patterns of change and how different types of training stimulus are actually affecting our training. Because there's two types of logging. You know, I talk about junk logging, which is just sort of jotting down random things you did. And then there's really effective logging, which is having a goal, okay, applying a stimulus and recording what that stimulus is and how that stimulus sort of affected you, and then reviewing the goal or the benchmarks to see how that stimulus has changed things. If you're not doing that, then you're really not getting the most out of your logging. So a goal is a really good thing to have in mind when you're talking about logging. When setting goals, I mean, goal setting can be a masterclass completely of its own. Basically, if you set a really effective goal, you want it to be something that's measurable, something that's attainable, but not too far out of reach so that you can let yourself off the hook if you don't get there. You know, some people, they turn around and say, you know, I want to climb V10 and they're a V4 climber. And 2 months later, you know, they've hardly made any progress and they say, oh, that's okay. You know, it was a pretty ambitious goal in the first place. That's not a very good goal. Goals should be at least to some degree measurable. They should really motivate you as well. Goals should motivate. They shouldn't just be static numbers. You know, it's great to have a goal of, okay, I want to hang 140% body weight, one arm, great. That's a really good measurable goal, but it might not be a very good motivational goal. You can have that as part of your goal sets, and then your other goal might be a project or a route or something that really you can get behind, you can get passionate about, and that can drive your training. So we've got a goal, and then we have a stimulus, so that's your training session. Now with your stimulus, I usually break down into three things, okay? So you've set your goal, and then you've got your what I call your pre-logging, and that's sort of your program. So when you set a goal, you might have a training block to achieve that goal or get yourself closer to that goal. You'll put some thought into that training block, okay? You actually put some thought into the process, and that's what part of logging, pre-logging, is programming. You know, it's a really important part of effective climbing training. Coming up with a bit of a plan, structuring how you're going to roll that plan out, and then I guess you're hypothesizing what that's going to do in terms of achieving your goal. So you've got your programming, and then so that's your pre-logging, and then you've got your actual logging, which is what happens in a session. All right, so I've got a pre-log session today. I've got my max hang. I've got a nice 8-hour rest in the middle of the day, and then I'm doing, maybe some posterior work tonight and a little bit of technical application. That's my pre-logging. And then I do those sessions and I can actually record those sessions. Okay, this was my max hangs. This is how I felt. My A2 on my right hand still feeling a little bit tweaky. All right, you're actually logging the session. And then after that, you've got the post-log, which is your self-assessment. All right, so your self-assessment can be things like the next day you're writing down, wow, I really feel smashed from yesterday. That split session, maybe it's just too much. Or I've got an ache in my right shoulder from yesterday's session. Maybe that campus drill I was doing, the holds are too far apart laterally. I'll bring them in to take less strain on my shoulder. So you've got those three sort of ways of recording. You've got the pre-log, which is the programming. You've got the logging, which is a session. And then you've got the post-log, which is a self-assessment. And then you're reviewing the goal. You're logging for a period of time and then you're reviewing the goal. Is this training effective? Is this stimulus actually getting me where I want to in terms of my goal setting? You might have to review the stimulus. You might have to review the goal. But all those things go into really, really good and effective logging. Now, that sounds quite complex and quite over the top. And to some degree it is. If that doesn't sound sustainable for you, then you shouldn't do it like that. Like any stimulus, if you haven't logged before, you want to ease into it. All right? Tendons don't like change. Our brains don't like change either. So if you go from never logging to spending hours logging each day, writing journal articles on how you feel after your session, that's going to be too much stimulus to be effective. You're going to overdo it. You're not going to blow your tendons out. You might blow your brain out. You might blow your brains out from boredom. But start off simple. Maybe log the session you did. Make a goal. Always make a goal for a block or for a year or for a season. Make a goal. And then if you're doing some training around that, log what you did, how it made you feel. Just start really, really simple. As you get more experience with logging, you'll start noticing patterns and trends and what things are important to write and what things aren't as important to write for you and your goals and how you sort of adapt and apply different training sessions. So just starting out really, really simple and then building from there is great. Another reason I love logging, it makes you really self-aware of the stimulus that you're doing. When you're writing these things down, you're actually reviewing and critiquing what you're doing at the same time without even thinking about it. So if you did a really long session, you went in, you did your hangboarding or you did some technical application stuff that you were going to do, and then you did this other training stimulus you were going to do, and then, you're doing a little bit of moonboarding you want to do at the end of the session, and then Bob comes over, your mate, and says, look, oh, I really want to get on the ropes. You want to get on the ropes? You say, yeah, that'd be great. You get on the ropes and you end up doing these really endurance routes, and then, Bob's doing a training session, he's doing some really good posterior chain stuff, you jump in with him. All of a session, it's 4 hours later and you're writing this in your log and you're like, okay, that was a really big session. I'm noticing that I've done a lot of different energy systems in that session now that I'm writing it down. And then the next day when you're doing your post-logging, you're going back and you think, wow, I'm absolutely smashed today. I really don't feel like climbing. I don't feel like training. And you're writing that in your log. You can look back. You can see what you did previously, how that's affected you, how that's affected your recovery. So that's really, really effective logging. And that will raise your self-awareness of the things you're doing in the gym. And over a period of time as well, that will actually raise your self-awareness of how that stimulus is improving or detracting from your goal. You might do a couple of those big sessions and realize, I was just screwed at the end of that week. I didn't perform well on the weekend. My technical drills were rubbish because I was tired. You can tell that 4-hour session might have actually detracted from you attaining your goal. So really important, effective logging, not just jotting everything down. Start simple if you've never logged before. If you're after a logging template, if you're a Vertical Junkie member, which I think you probably will be if you're listening to this, you can download our Vertical Junkie training log. Really simple, efficient way to log. It's got a session there where you can put in your AM session or your PM session. You can write some comments about it. You can write some comments at the end of the week to how that week block went. And it's also got a volume management tool, which is a slightly more complicated way of logging your training. But if you can get your head around it, really effective in identifying trends in the way you train that week and what stimulus you train more of, and then how to modify that, especially with linear blocks of training or even undulating blocks if you want slightly more of a power bias or a strength bias or an endurance bias. We might leave the volume management tool for a different masterclass because that's a little beast of its own. But definitely stay tuned for that, because once you really wrap your head around that, that's taking your logging to the next level and getting even more effective feedback out of your logging systems and slightly more objective feedback as well. You know, it's not just about how you're feeling, it's actually showing you statistically how your training and your logging is progressing over time. Great, so just recapping, we've got measurable and actionable logging. We have a goal which you set and you review that goal, and it's something measurable and it's something attainable. All right, you've got three kind of sections in your log. You've got your pre-logging, which is when you're programming sessions in advance. You've got your logging, which is logging your actual session, what you did in the session, the sort of measurable aspects of your session, whether it was the amount of weight you did max hangs, the duration of your hangs, the boulder problems you did, that kind of stuff. And then you've got the post log, which is a self-assessment. How do you feel after that session? How do you feel the next day? How's that affecting your week? All right, so summarizing the end of the week, how the training for that week went. And then you've got a review of that goal. You review the stimulus after a training block and actually see, did it do something for you? Because there's no point, you know, doing training if it's not effective for you. And different things are effective for different people. You know, some people have really well identified weaknesses, that low hanging fruit that they can pick off to train, and they get really good gains from that, really good benefits from that. And then they move on to the next thing that's holding them back. And that's, again, something that you can really pick up by logging your training, seeing what's effective for you, where your weaknesses are, where your weak points are, and keeps you on track, making sure you're targeting them when you're doing your training. So that's a little bit on logging, guys. We might touch on this a little bit more. I know I did a volume management talk. We go over a little bit there, but we'll do a proper volume management using the volume management tool, which we use for the Vertical Junkie logging diary. We'll go over that next week sometime. So I might leave it there. It's 12 minutes. It's pretty good length. Have a great week, everyone. Touch base with us in the Discord if you've got any questions, and I'll catch up with you guys soon. Happy climbing.